Please pray by repeating after me. Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for our
church.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you always come to us.
That you give us hope and peace.
Joy and love.
And now bless our children.
As they bring the gospel message this morning.
We love you, God.
Amen.
A visitor came to me right out of the blue. An angel appeared, and there, standing tall, Gabriel gave me the news that started it all. "You're going to have a baby," he cried. I worried and I trembled, I shook and I sighed. "But don't be afraid," he told me just then. "God favors you, Mary, among women and men." "How can this be?" I asked the winged being. I couldn't believe what I was hearing and seeing. "God's Spirit will help you. You will give birth. And the boy who is born, he will save the whole earth." Even though part of me wanted to run, I said, "I am God's servant, so let this be done."
Have you heard where the donkey stopped as Mary's belly was getting ready to pop? To fill you in, we'll now cut to the cow. She's the best one to tell you who, what, and how. Have you heard about the dazed hillside flock who were greeted one night with the shock of all shocks? Here to tell it is a sheep from that field. Listen closely now, he's got a story to wield.
Back then, whenever it grew dark at night, the shepherds made sure to keep us all sheep in sight. They paced around to prevent any scares from lions or wolves or even big hairy bears. There I was standing in the dark pitch black when a ripple of vine broke out in the pack. Each sheep was staring straight up to the sky as a bright light and loud noise erupted on high. But the sheep were afraid. It was easy to hear. But the words that were said from the sky calmed their fears. Instead of letting us sheep sleep for a bit, they packed up our stuff and led us off on a trip. Soon we were all joined in odd celebration for one little baby who brought us salvation.
Have you heard how angels lit up the sky and delivered a message from our God on high? Hold on, I'm missing the... Which one are you, Conrad?
Shepherd.
You're the shepherd, okay. Have you heard that the men watching their sheep saw a light in the sky while the world was asleep? This guy tells you what the light was about and why they decided to pack up and head out.
"We were carefully watching by night when the sheep began baaing and bleating in fright. It was the strangest thing we'd seen by far, every one of our sheep looking up at the stars. I saw one herder turn white as the snow. I thought, sure enough, I'd be the next one to go. I was pale as wool, my knees were shaking at the humming and drumming the sky was making. Then a voice cried out, 'Do not be afraid.' And before I could faint, an announcement was made. Something big was happening right down the road. To investigate more, we all packed up our loads. We rounded the herd, took off straight away, and flocked to the stable where the lone baby lay."
Have you heard how angels lit up the sky and delivered a message from our God on high? I could tell you about a night so good, but if anyone should tell you, an angel should.
It was dark and black all over the place, while you couldn't see your wing in front of your face. Then I appeared in God's glorious light, and those frightened shepherds almost died at the sight. Good news, I said, the Messiah is here, and that's when every last angel came out and appeared. We sang and praised God again and again, saying glory to God, peace and goodwill to men. But the shepherds didn't know what had just hit, but you should have seen how fast they got up and split. As soon as I'd said the last of the news, they were herding their sheep, grabbing staffs, coats, and shoes. After that night, it was just as you'd bet. They told the story to every person they met.
Have you heard of the camel from afar, trudging along to follow a big sparkly star? I could tell you and go out on a limb, but I think we ought to leave the story to him.
My master came in back home in the east. He said, "Let us get going, my trustworthy beast. The words of the ancients are coming true, and I'd like to be there to see it, wouldn't you?" To honor a king, the grandest of grand, he packed only the finest of things from our land. He piled up the gold, shiny and yellow, and the best myrrh that you could find for a fellow. There was frankincense, too, with its rich scent, but I had no idea what all of these gifts meant. I knew this king must be worth the trouble, because my master and friends left town on the double. I knew something huge would happen that day. It was the only time that a star lit our way.
Have you heard of the group of men so wise they traveled to Jerusalem as the crow flies? I could take their story down from the shelf. Better yet, I'll have a wise man tell you himself.
We've been studying the sky late one night when one star became crazy, amazingly bright. It was a sign, a king was on his way, so we made plans to leave on that very same day. We rode to Jerusalem, miles and miles, to ask King Herod about the coming Christ child. The king called his priests and teachers of law, and he wasn't happy with what he heard and saw. From Bethlehem, town rule, this ruler would rise. "Go," Herod told us, "find where the baby lies." We tracked the star to right over to the boy, and the hearts of wise men were filled with pure joy. God told us in dreams not to trust Herod. We never went back to the palace to share it.
Have you heard of Jesus' earthly dad? Joseph can tell you of the adventures he had. If you've been wondering when he'd take the scene, we won't delay. We'll now let him spill what he's seen.
When Mary's tummy first started to grow, there is one thing that happened you really should know. An angel told me, "Stay with sweet Mary. She's been given a gift from God she must carry." In Bethlehem, just as the others said, our baby was born with a manger for his bed. Shepherds did visit and wise men to boot, and angels whose voices were smooth as a flute. Yes, Herod wanted to hurt our new son, so we fled to Egypt, taking him on the run. God warned us to go, again through a dream. He was always there watching over us, it seemed. Our son grew up to die and rise again, to complete God's great gift of goodwill for all men.
Now we have come to the baby so small, the one with the most important story of all. If there's just one story you make time to hear, let it be Jesus' story this Christmas, my dear.
The stories are true, what everyone saw. I was born in a stable, surrounded by straw, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, among my family and an odd group of strangers. But more importantly, the rest is true, that I came out of God's love for each one of you. I am Emmanuel, God with you from birth, the awaited Messiah who shepherds the earth. John 10 says I came so you'd have full life. In John 16, I promised I'd overcome strife. I stood against wrong and set people free, preached good for the poor and helped blind people see. One thing to take from the story above is that mine is a story of absolute love, of hope and of truth, of life and of light. It's a story for all year, not just Christmas night. In all the hoopla, buying and selling, remember that this is the story worth telling.